USDA missed a deadline last week to submit a report to Congress outlining plans for the agency to reorganize and establish a new undersecretary for trade and foreign agricultural affairs, as required under the new Farm Bill. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters they're delaying the report because it's a complicated issue.
This doesn't involve simply indicating to Congress whether this is a good idea or a bad idea. It also involves basically how you would implement the development of an undersecretary's position. There are a number of mission areas that are involved in trade. Animal plant health inspection service is involved. Obviously, the Foreign Ag Service is involved. There are issues involving potentially chief economist's office. And it's important, I think, for us to really, really think about this and to be able to make sure that as we propose and move forward, we have thought through all of the ramifications.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa said during his weekly conference call this week that it should be much simpler than Vilsack says.
I would not see it to be that complicated. I would see setting up a trade negotiator and not changing anything else in the Department of Agriculture, and having that person having the responsibility of consulting with other sub-agencies that might have an interest in trade, and that you could accomplish it in a fairly simple way. Do you need a trade spokesman in the USDA, or don't you? And I think you do. And if the question is created or not created, the question isn't the extent to which it's got to bring about a big reorganization of the USDA.
Meanwhile, U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman has been traveling around the Midwest, going to farms and state fairs over the last week. Grassley said he met with Froman at the Iowa State Fair and got an update on talks with Japan in the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations.
There's no longer the attitude of Japan that certain agriculture products are sensitive and there's not going to be any negotiation. And there was more negotiation based upon market access and there was reducing tariffs.
After Iowa, Froman visited a farm in Wisconsin where National Association of Farm Broadcasting Vice President Brian Winnikins asked him about negotiations with Europe on geographical indicators.
Well, we're still in discussions with the Europeans. We're at a fairly early stage on that issue. We've made clear to the Europeans that we believe our system of trademarks, common names, generic names works. They can sell billions of dollars of cheese into the United States, but we can't sell our cheese into Europe. And so we're having that dialogue with the Europeans, but we understand the importance to dairy farmers and to cheesemakers here in the United States, and we intend to push for that very hard.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.